Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
Oysters are superheroes in the world of sustainable food, and here's why. Oyster reefs provide habitats for hundreds of other species, and even small reefs can filter millions of gallons of water a day. By curing and recycling oyster shells for the purpose of oyster reef restoration, they are kept out of landfills and put back into the water. Co-founder of New York Oyster Week, Kevin Joseph, elaborates on the many benefits of oyster recovery.
Oysters are one of the few, if not the only, completely sustainable and totally ecologically beneficial crops. You know, oysters that are farmed, unlike salmon and other farmed species, actually produce habitat for all kinds of creatures, farmed or wild. In the wild, obviously, more kinds of creatures. But even when you farm them, the cages that they live in, when you open up a bag of oysters that's growing and you empty that out to sort them out, you'll find all kinds of critters in there. So they provide habitat and they support biodiversity. An adult oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of water a day, so a full oyster farm or an oyster reef can filter millions of gallons of water a day, and that's also great for the environment.
Kevin is part of an initiative known as the Billion Oyster Project, whose goal is to restore 1 billion live oysters to the New York Harbor over the next 20 years, with the goal of partial restoration of the original New York Harbor estuary that was depleted by pollution and urbanization prior to the 1972 Clean Water Act. The project began with the historic collection of 100,000 oysters over New York Oyster Week in September 2013. Kevin Joseph explains the process of the initiative.
Currently, we collect oyster shells from Grand Central Oyster Barn. That's about 5,000 oyster shells from Wednesday or Thursday's business. I have a great relationship with Sandy Ingber, chef at Grand Central Oyster Barn. I introduced him to Sam Janis from Harbor School, and I said, hey, why don't you let Sam come and collect your shell, take it to Governor's Island, and cure it so that we can use it for their programs in aquaculture and oyster reef restoration. And he said, great. So we figured out a way to make that work that wasn't a pain and a challenge or expensive. And so we're currently doing that and have been for a while.
While Grand Central Oyster Bar has already committed themselves to the Oyster Project, many other restaurants have not. Next time you dine on oysters, take a moment to encourage that restaurant to consider joining in the effort of shell recycling. And visit billionoysterproject.org for more information. Your oyster will taste better knowing it will be reused instead of discarded. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
The song used in this piece is called Born Slippy Ton by Boyfriend and Chrono. Thanks for listening.